You are an organic human, an embodied soul with spiritual and physical life before God. Your thoughts, relationships, memories, senses, skin, brain, and nervous system all participate in the transition towards sleep. That is one reason safe touch may help some people settle. Touch can communicate warmth, connection, comfort, or safety without using words. A hand placed gently over your chest, holding your own hands, slowly applying lotion, hugging a pillow, receiving an appropriate embrace, or feeling a spouse's hand on your back may help reduce the sense that you must remain vigilant. Research on affectionate and self-soothing touch suggests that welcome touch may support momentary stress regulation, emotional well-being, and perceived safety. However, this evidence does not establish touch as a treatment for chronic insomnia. Touch may support settling, but it cannot guarantee sleep. The word safe is essential. The same touch can feel comforting to one person and unpleasant or threatening to another. Its meaning may change with the relationship, setting, temperature, health, pain, past experiences, and consent. You do not owe anyone physical contact. You may ask for touch, welcome it, decline it, or prefer physical space. A person who has experienced trauma may find some forms of touch calming and other forms distressing. Both responses deserve respect. Safe self-soothing may include placing a hand over the chest or abdomen, holding your own hands, gently rubbing your shoulders, arms, hands, or feet, applying lotion slowly and attentively, holding a blanket or pillow, noticing the warmth and weight of your body against the bed. Relational soothing touch may include a welcome hug, holding hands, cuddling, a back rub, or simply resting near a trusted person. Not all soothing touch is sexual. Not all affectionate touch should become sexual. Affection must be allowed to remain affection without becoming a hidden contract for intercourse. For married couples, sensual or sexual touch may also be part of embodied comfort. Yet no form of touch, including sexual touch or orgasm, should be treated as an insomnia cure or demanded as a condition for another person's rest. Scripture presents the body as belonging to God and worthy of honorable care. 1 Corinthians 6:19 asks, "Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?" Receiving your body without shame does not mean treating every bodily desire as a command. It means caring for your embodied life with wisdom, gratitude, self-control, and love. Tonight, you might ask, what kind of physical comfort helps me feel settled? What kind of touch feels unwelcome or unsafe? Would self-soothing touch, relational touch, or physical space be most caring tonight? Can I receive comfort without demanding that it produce sleep? You may pray, Lord Jesus, thank you for creating me as an embodied soul. Help me recognize what is safe, caring, and appropriate. Teach me to receive comfort without fear, pressure, or shame. Whether sleep comes quickly or slowly, help me rest in your presence. Amen.